Daredevil for 3 years. I tried several things.
So why don't you tell me, like, your first name, and then, like, your age, and then sort of, like, where we are.
Oh, my name is Ali Al-Badani. We are in Southwest Detroit in Vitamin Juice.
And kind of just talk about, you know, like, your life, you know, sort of, like, where you're from and then, you know, how you got here.
Oh, I'm from Yemen originally. I came here in 1999 with my parents. And I grew up in Hamtramck. I went to school there. And after I graduated high school, I did some college, and after that I dropped out. And I went to trucking. I was a truck driver for the past three years, until I found my partner now, Aziz, who has experience and has big experience in smoothies and healthy stuff. And this is when we get together and we partnered up with Vitamin Juice.
So what brought you, why Yemen to Hamtramck? Tell me about that.
Oh, I mean, here I'm the third generation. So my grandfather, he was here. He was working in Chrysler. He went there for 35 years. They get his retirement there. And my dad, he was here. I just came to where they are.
And then what was it like growing up in Hamtramck for you?
You know, Hamtramck now, it's, I mean, when I was, you know, when I was in Hamtramck, I'm still in Hamtramck, but when I was in Hamtramck back then when I'm a kid, like most of the people I know, they are from the same place. And most of them Yemenis, all the people I grew up with, they are Yemenis and Arabic people, so it didn't feel any different, really.
And what was that environment like growing up in? You know, like what was it like day to day growing up in Hamtramck? Sort of surrounded by all that, you know, sort of different language and ethnicities and everything.
You know, before, you know, when I get here, it was hard with the language and stuff, but it wasn't that tough for me because most of the people I was with, they speak Arabic. So that helped me a lot to fit in. So it didn't feel strange at all because most of the people, they speak Arabic. And I get to learn English in the school and all that, and with them, my friends. But it wasn't tough. It wasn't hard, you know.
And what was sort of like your like teen years like, sort of growing up in Hamtramck? Like, what did you do for fun? Like, you know, what was your like aspiration at that time?
Well, you know, growing up, like all the, you know, the vision, dream it has, it gets to own my own business. And it was, most of it was working more than anything else. You know, I started working when I was in high school. And I was working in a deli in downtown Hamtramck. Was, you know, finishing my school and go back to ride a bus to there before I have a car. And that's, you know, all my focus was since then is to be my own boss.
But why though? What sort of drove you to that, like at a young age?
I don't know. I think because I want to control my own destiny.
Like that. And How did you sort of like find yourself? Because you said you dropped out of school or
yeah, I dropped out of college. Yep, I guess went there for like 2 semesters.
Where did you go to college?
In Henry Ford, in Dearborn.
And then you dropped out after a couple of years, or?
Two semesters. After 2 semesters, I get dropped out. Okay. I don't know. I didn't see myself that. That's bad, but.
Are you?
I couldn't.
Are you more of like a hands-on person?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
So looking at this, staying there, I don't know, it was kind of boring thingy, but it's wrong, I think, you know, I feel it's, should have finished my college and my degree, but I don't know why, because that's what happened.
And what spurred you to go into then trucking after you dropped out?
Because, you know, most of the jobs that was available was a gas station. I worked in a gas station. But it wasn't enough. It was just living paycheck to paycheck. So the main thing that put me to trucking is make more money, more than what I used to make. Because, you know, making as a gas station, just working in a hood. I used to work in 7 Mile in Hayes. There's a lot of problem in there. A lot of problem with the customers and the people over there. It's not the people really. I guess, you know, the way they, if you look at it more deep, is like, this, you know, they struggle, and you're there, you struggle with them, they bring all the struggle, anger, is just to that place, just to release it or something. That's where you find a lot of problems happening. And the money wise, you know, I guess was living just paycheck to paycheck. I didn't see any, like, I was not seeing myself to make anything from that place, from working in a gas station. So to be my own boss, I would not be able to make it from a gas station. I was working in a gas station. This is why I went to trucking. So there was the main drive is to make more money. That's why I was in trucking.
And how was that for you? How was trucking like? Imagine that was really interesting.
Driving at a semi-truck, it's something nice. You know, it's a different lifestyle. Everything is different. Like, it's not like normal. Like, you live in a different lifestyle, everything. You get to sleep in the road, being outside in the road, taking a shower in the road, eat and go, everything outside. You come back at the house after 10 days, but sometimes 14 days. You know. And you miss the road, you know, you get used to it. You get used to being in the road. Sometimes now I miss the road, you know? I miss being in the road. It was nice. It was a nice experience, and it's a nice money too. You get to save. You get to make more money. It's more than what I used to make in a gas station. It's 3 times that amount.
What was sort of, like, where would you travel all over the United States, or?
Yes, the farthest I go was New Mexico. That's the farthest, yes. And I used to do most, you know, at the beginning, the first year, I was doing Texas, load in Arizona, and go all the way there. But in the last 2 years, I was doing just Midwest. And I go to Kentucky and come back and just, you know, Missouri, these states. But still, it's far. You spend the week outside and you come back.
And what would you do when you came back?
Wait, after driving?
Yeah, like what would you?
Like the days off? Because, yeah. You know, chilling, just being in the house. You know, because, you know, between the trucking and the gas station, that's when I get married. So I went to trucking after I got married. I think that's why I needed the money the most, probably. But I felt like more stuck. And, you know, when I come back, I guess, in the weekend, or 2 days off, 3 days off, I just spend it with my wife here, just regular. We need to be in the house or go to a mall, just regular stuff. Always nice and interesting, you know, being in the road. The money was in it, was good. Makes me live like better. It was better than the gas. If you compare the two, they were better. Like, trucking was better.
And then what happened after trucking? Like, what did you get into after that?
Okay, and in between the 3 years, I mean, before Vitamin Juice, I had the poultry business. I was in trucking. I had for 6 months only. I went into a live chicken business, livestock. I was not good. I didn't like it. So I went back to trucking, and after that, I found my partner, Aziz. We are now partner Vitamin Juice. He was working in Shatila Bakery in Dearborn. I went there. I tried his juice, and I like it. I like the juice, you know. I guess he gave me a small, you know, taste cup, small ones. I tasted it, and I like it. And I told him, like, okay, let's go on and do something about it. He showed me some certificate that he received from the company he was working for in Saudi Arabia, and some, you know, seminars he attend and places he go around the world to educate himself on making smoothies and coffee. So I seen a good opportunity in that. But, you know, because he was new in the United States, the problem was, you know, he wasn't having enough money to open his own business. That's why we partnered up. He get the experience, and I had the money, and we put it up here in Vitamin Juice. And we did we're doing great. Like, it's been almost a year since we opened, and the reaction from the customer is great. The repeat customer rate, it's above 90. It's the best you can get. And all the customers are happy. You can see the reviews online. All of them are great. So customer love what we're doing. They love that. And the stuff we try, you know, and everything here, we're trying to do it at best quality. You know, even the prices are very affordable. The profit margin is not that high, but the customer satisfaction is good.
And why Southwest area?
Look over here. We are close to Arabic people, Latinos, and Black Americans. So, like, we're out in the middle. And we want to prove the concept of the juice is not only for a little bit, you know, small people, you know, for a certain people. We want it to be like something universal. And it is, you know, it's something for everybody. Doesn't matter what your race, color, or anything. It's something you will love. It's something you will like to drink, you know. It's not for a certain type of people. It's for everybody. And this is with the city here, and you see our customers, it's from everywhere.
How does it make you feel to have that kind of diversity over here, considering your background?
It's great. Feels happy. It feels like you achieved something. You are done something. I'm building it up. I've been in a second location, seen a lot of people coming in trying to invest in what you are in this company. It's a great thing. Trying, you know, to build it up from now on, have a distribution center for it, to have, you know, one distribution center for all the locations. That's the, you know, vision of the company, is to grow up more, to be everywhere, so people can get, you know, easy to get the vitamin juice wherever they are, hopefully.
And how did, his name's Aziz, you said?
Aziz, yeah.
How did you meet Aziz?
Aziz,
tell me a little about that.
Aziz, he was a friend of my brother, so they was hanging out together. And he told me about him, and I went to Shatila Bakery. That's the first time I met him. He was in a bakery, Shatila Bakery, working there. And I tasted the juice, like I told you, the smoothies he's making. And he told me, you know, I'm limited here because I'm working for them. So I'm just only allowed to make whatever they allow me to make. So I cannot spread my wings, you know, to do what I can. You know, I understand, you know, he's following the company rule he was working for. But over here, when he is the owner, you know, he's making his own rules. Like, he can get everything the best. You know, he's controlling it. It's different when you're being controlled than when you control.
And what was it, tell me more about, like, the process of, like, opening this up with Aziz.
We went through a lot opening this. It took us more than 16 months to get it open since the day we get the lease. It started up with the problem, you know, the difficulties, basically. You know, we went through a lot, especially with contractors. We couldn't find the right contractor. All of them, they come here to tell us, you know, we know how to do this, we can do that, we can make this, we can make that. Until they give them money and start working on the end, you know, they don't deliver what they said. Or they just run away with not making it, with not finishing up. And you can see this is the main problem we face, is not finding the right contractor. Or people, they just gonna tell you, we have experience in this and this and that. And when it comes to the work site, they don't know what they were talking about. So, I don't know, you know. I think if there is a way or a place to go look for the contractors or... we were lacking experience in this. But, I mean, that's the biggest challenge we faced, these contractors. We couldn't really find the right ones. So it took us so many trials, so many things that we built up, and we end up to take it away because it was done wrong. It cost us a lot.
And when you guys were obviously on the ready to open, did you draw from your sort of like backgrounds to open this and, you know, to kind of bring like an influence, you know, from like Saudi Arabia or like Yemen?
Not really. We weren't aiming to certain type of people. We were trying to be to everybody. But before we opened, we used to have, you know, if there is a party or something, we used to make juices. And we take it there, pass it out for free, having people tasting it. So by the time we opened, like, we built some customer base before we opened the place. You know, because of the delay. Some, you know, we were almost ready, but it's not ready to be approved from the health department. So there is a little small details that need to be done. So to reach that, it took us so much time. And, you know, like, if you see the floor here, it's not as good as it should be. Because of the person who made it, he said he knew how to do it, but he didn't. And if you look at it and you want to take it off and put it again, it's going to cost a lot of money. We were not able, you know, when we opened the store, we were all, like, in the last dollar. We were broke at the time when we opened the store. So we used my dad's credit cards to get the supplies for the first day when we opened. We went through a lot opening the first location, so it was a lot of struggle. It wasn't easy.
And tell me how you got involved with Prosperous then. How did they end up helping you?
Okay, the landlord, he saw all our struggle and stuff like that, and he met Matthews before. He's the one who introduced me to him. You know, I brought him in here. He saw, you know, our poor prints and everything, and I told him about what we're going through when we are short in the money. And he helped us out with it, and he gave us $25,000 that would help us, you know, to get it, wrap it up and get it done and open. And really, it was in the right time. Like, he was a lifesaver, you know. He saved us on this one. Because without that $25,000 at that time, we wouldn't be able to open. Although it would have took us so much more longer, it's going to cost us more. Because we were paying utilities, we were paying the rent, we were paying everything like we had open. The over cost, you know, the overall cost, we were paying them either or. Even if the place is not ready, not making money, nobody cares. You know? So them coming at that time, and I was so glad I met Matthews, you know, because he helped us to get, you know, to get the approval for this loan.
How was the process working with them?
It was great. It was very easy and simple. It wasn't that complicated, you know. We gave them all the documents they requested, it, and they gave us an answer and the amount they approved us. And that was the amount we were looking for, anyway. So, and they get it for us.
And
they directed it directly to the account fast. It was great working with them. So there was a big relief getting that loan.
And how did that loan help you out at first?
Like I told you, because we went through a lot of hookups and a lot of problems with contractors, we wasted a lot of money through that. Each mistake, it costs money. It's not free. So we almost ran out of our cash flow. So when that money came in, I guess it was the last push to get the place open.
And then what are you and Aziz see going forward? Because you mentioned you're going to open up a second location. Is that what I heard?
Yes. The second location was, you know, it was an investor who believed in vitamin juice, who liked the product of vitamin juice, who see the potential of vitamin juice. He came and offered us an offer to open up the second location. He's going to be the person, you know, like an angle investor. He's going to invest in the location, and we vitamin juice run it with a percentage. So that was the deal with him. And, you know, having investors, it gets you expand faster. And that's it's a good move, I believe. It's a good move just to get the name recognition so people can know the vitamin juice.
And where is that location going to be?
It's in the border of Dearborn and Detroit. It's in Greenfield and Warren.
And then what do you and Aziz see going forward with like both these locations? Do you feel like you're going to expand more, or sort of like expand on your menu, or?
No, we're going to expand in more locations because the menu is already, we make an all type of fruits. The menu is going to be changed depending on the area where we at. Some people like more vegetables than fruits, and some areas they like more fruit than vegetables. That's the only change in the menu is going to be. It's adding more of the fruits, of the vegetables to the menu. Because here in Southwest, most people, they like the fruit more than the vegetables. So we sell here more fruits than vegetables. So I think if we go to somewhere like other than, you know, we're more, like if we go to, I believe if we go to a different areas, different geographic, is going to change the menu a little bit from fruit to vegetable. That's the only thing that changed.
Would you consider opening up in Hamtramck? I mean, that's where you live.
In Hamtramck, it's, you know, because the chicken business was in Hamtramck. So it's kind of, it's pushing me away for now. But there's a lot of customers that comes from Hamtramck to here. So they come back 15-minute drive to here for the vitamin juice, which tell you is a good sign to open there. But, you know, I'm considering Hamtramck, but I need to find a good location to have it worth it to be there. Because, like, you know, city of Hamtramck population is only 25,000. It's a small city.
And 2 square miles.
It's 2 square miles, yes. And, you know, the round of Hamtramck, like Detroit side of it, is not a lot of people living there like it used to be. It's all now, it's changing to be industrial. So it's kind of tough to go to Hamtramck, but you never know.
What would you say is your best sellers here that people need to try?
The juice, we call it vitamin juice. as the name of the juice. It comes with ice cream, vanilla, strawberry, avocado, and mango. This is the most popular one and the most seller. We sold, I think, more than 80,000 cups of that in 8 months.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's a great mixture. Just the top. You know, you have the avocado. Out of avocado, we use it with milk and honey, so it tastes good. And having the mixture with ice cream, vanilla, strawberry, avocado, and mango, it's just a great mix that you can't get enough of it.
Is that your personal favorite?
It is. That and the mango. That's the one I love the most. And it's all fruits, same thing, you know. I don't know why. But there's not a lot of people to vegetables in this area.